Equity Release Horror Stories. Equity Release has its share of cautionary tales, but many of these are rooted in past practices that have since been reformed. The landscape has significantly improved thanks to new regulations, better products, and mandatory independent legal advice, offering reassurance to prospective users. Written by Catherine Ellis, the 26th of June 2024. UK homeowners borrowed £699 million in the first quarter of 2023 alone. Equity Release is a powerful financial tool that allows homeowners to unlock the value of their property, providing financial flexibility in retirement. Improved regulations and products and mandatory independent legal advice have led to a positive shift in the industry. Nonetheless, headlines like "Why Are Families Forced Out as Equity Release Firms Make a Killing?" highlight the importance of approaching equity release with caution and awareness, understanding the risks. Problems with equity release often arise from misunderstandings about loan compounding, high interest rates, and impacts on inheritance. This guide explores for notable equity release horror stories and how to avoid them, emphasizing the need for a thorough understanding and consultation with a qualified financial advisor. The legacy of past equity release schemes. Equity release schemes from over 30 years ago were vastly different from today's regulated and safer options. Many horror stories from that era involve unscrupulous lenders exploiting unregulated plans, tarnishing the market's reputation. A notable scandal in the late 1980s. A major scandal in the late 1980s severely damaged the fledgling industry. Many elderly homeowners were sold investment-linked home income plans to enhance their retirement finances. These plans collapsed in the early 1990s when interest rates soared, stock markets plummeted, and house prices fell, leaving many with crippling debts. Aftermath and reforms. The Financial Services Compensation Scheme awarded compensation to affected customers, and significant regulatory changes were implemented to ensure the safety and fairness of equity release plans. Today's equity release plans are fully regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and supported by the Equity Release Council, which provides additional safeguards such as the no negative equity guarantee. Recent equity release horror stories. Equity release horror stories that have recently emerged are essential if you consider this type of loan. Horror Story 1: The Exorbitant Exit Penalty. Source: thisismoney.co.uk. A couple had taken out an equity release lifetime mortgage of £384,000 in 2008. In 2013, Jane's husband, David, passed away. After 8 more years, Jane decided to sell the farm to downsize. However, she faced over £500,000 in interest costs and a £96,000 early repayment charge. Modern protections like the significant life event exemption and downsizing protection, which could have saved Jane £96,000, were unavailable to her. Significant life event exemption allows repayment without an early repayment charge if one borrower passes away or moves into long-term care. Downsizing protection. After holding the plan for 5 years, repayment is allowed without an early repayment charge. Jane's early repayment charge, GSC, was 25% of the initial amount borrowed. Modern equity release plans typically have fixed ERCs, capping at 10% and decreasing over time, which would have mitigated Jane's financial burden. Horror Story 2: The Steep Repayment Cost. Source: thisismoney.co.uk. Roy and Zhong took out a £43,000 equity release in 2003, which grew to £119,000 when Roy's health deteriorated and Zhong struggled with her eyesight. They decided to sell their home and move into sheltered accommodation. This decision triggered a £16,430 ELC because only Roy was deemed to require long-term care. Modern solutions. The significant life event exemption have waived the ELC, and overpayments on modern plans could have helped them manage their debt better. Horror Story 3. Shared Appreciation Mortgages. Source: The Guardian. John's case involved a shared appreciation mortgage, Sam, where he received a lump sum without interest, but the lender took a 75% share of the property's appreciation. Popular in 1996 and 1997, such deals led to substantial repayments as property values soared. These plans are no longer available, but more transparent and regulated options have replaced them. Horror Story 4. Missing Nan. Source: The Telegraph. Ernest Mackey was last seen in 2011 and is presumed dead. His son discovered that Ernest had taken out a lifetime mortgage, which grew from £62,000 to £142,500. Mr. Mackey decided to repay the loan, facing a £22,000 early repayment charge ERC. Modern plans, with fixed ERC structures and significant life event exemptions, would have likely waived the fee under such circumstances.